我们很高兴今天早上神差遣他的仆人Sean 和 Amy Gibson 来到我们当中他中文不太行，但是台语讲得很好。刚刚祷告的时候就满口台语我只听懂 20%。
With great joy, we have Sean and Amy Gibson to be among us this morning. Their Mandarin is actually limited, but their Taiwanese is super good. And then during this morning, when we were praying for the worship, the pastor was only able to understood maybe 20% of Sean's prayer in Taiwanese.
我不太会这个台语，所以不是说他讲的不好，是我不懂。
I wasn't trying to say that he didn't speak good Taiwanese, but it's my limitation of Taiwanese understanding.
我们请Pastor Gibson.
Now may we have the honor to have Pastor Gibson to preach among us.
My Taiwanese is limited too, though. we are really happy to be back here with you guys, especially after, you know, these past few years with COVID and everything.
Oh, 真的, 我们回到你们当中真的是非常非常高兴, 尤其是在过去的几年, 因为, 新冠这样的限制之后。
It's just great we can keep being together. Because of our partnership, people in Taiwan are hearing the gospel and coming to believe in Jesus. Amen.
真的是很感谢我们之间有这样子的合作, 以至于在台湾的人可以能够听到福音，能够接受耶稣基督做他们的救主。
Okay, now we want to look at the Word of God.
然后让我们现在来看, 神的话。
I wonder what the most expensive thing or the most precious thing you own is. What is it?
我在想问一下大家, 你们所拥有的最宝贵的东西是什么呢?
Maybe if you're young here, it's like a bike. Maybe it's your bike. Or maybe it's your phone.
如果你们现在还年轻的话呢, 可能是不是你的自行车, 或者是你的手机呢?
Actually, that's a very expensive bike.
这个自行车是很贵的。
Well, for those of us who are more mature, maybe it's your house or your car.
对于那些更加成熟的一些人来说呢，也许是你的房子或者是你的车。
And I really wonder if you ask yourself, what would you be willing to, who or what would you be willing to throw your bike away so that you could help that person? Who would you be willing to do that for?
我想问一下大家，有哪个人让你们愿意去为之去，甚至奉献你自己的生命，以至于他可以得救呢？
Who would you be willing to give away your house for?
谁让你愿意为他
never get it back again?
有谁让你愿意为他，然后把整个房子都投出去，然后让房子也不会回到你这边来？
Your most precious thing.
你所最宝贵的东西都愿意为他献上。
So we are in chapter 12 today, as we just read. But I want to look back a little bit at chapter 11.
我们今天虽然读到的是12章，但是我想跟大家一起来温习一下11章。
This is a very famous passage. Jesus' friend Lazarus has just, is sick.
这是很有名的一段经文。耶稣的朋友拉撒路他生病了。
So does Jesus go heal him? No, Jesus doesn't go healing.
所以他需要耶稣的医治。
In fact, Jesus waits 2 more days. Why?
但是耶稣他等了两天，多等了两天，为什么呢？
He actually waits for him to be dead, and to really dead, so that when Jesus gets there, he's already in the tomb.
对，耶稣他其实是要等到拉撒路完全的死了，真的死了以后，当耶稣再到那边的时候，拉撒路已经进了坟墓。
Now Lazarus has two sisters, that's Martha and Mary.
拉撒路他有两个姐姐，一个是马大，一个是玛利亚。
So when Jesus gets there, Martha comes running out to see him.
当耶稣来到那里的时候，马大忙着赶去跑去见耶稣。
And they have this short dialogue.
所以他们就有了这样子一个小小的对话。
Jesus says in 23, your brother arises again.
耶稣在23节中说，你的兄弟必然复活。
And then Martha answers, well, I know he will, at the last day, my brother will rise.
马大就回答说，我知道他在末日复活的时候，他必复活。
Now this was the common belief for the Jews at the time. Everybody would rise together at the end of the world.
这在犹太人当中是很普遍的一个认识，就是所有的人在最后的时候会一起复活。
But then Jesus answers with this most important verse here in 25. Could you read that, please?
所以耶稣在这里25节说到了一个最重要的信息。耶稣对他说，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
I am the resurrection.
耶稣说复活在我。
I am the life.
生命也在我。
He who believes in me, even when he dies, he will rise.
信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
What's important about this verse is Jesus doesn't say, I know how to find eternal life.
这个经节很重要的一个就是说耶稣没有说我知道哪里可以去找复活。
He doesn't say, I know how to get resurrection.
他不是说我知道怎么样子去可以找到这样复活找到这样的生命。
No, he says, I am resurrection, I am life.
他是说复活就是我就是复活生命也是我。
Then to prove this, Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead.
证明这一点呢耶稣就把拉撒路从死里复活了。
This is actually this is the reason for miracles. Jesus, a lot of the time, he does miracles to prove that what he says is true.
耶稣很多的时候就这样子行了神迹，行了这样的一个奇迹，让大家知道他是神。
And of course, Lazarus comes out.
当然了，拉撒路他就出来了。
Now this was just a hint, just a little taste of the real resurrection that was to come.
这是我们以后要得到的真正的复活这样子一个小小的尝让你尝一下味道。
The real resurrection, of course, is the resurrection of Jesus at the end.
耶稣他自己的复活就是真正的复活。
Lazarus had to die again.
拉撒路还需要再死一次。
But Jesus is the beginning, the first one of the real resurrection. He is alive and he will never die.
但是耶稣他的复活是真正的复活的第一个首先发生的。他一旦复活以后他就不会再死了。
And we will be like him.
我们就会像他一样。
This verse 25, well, this is why we celebrate Easter, right?
这是为什么我们要庆祝复活节。
Because Jesus alone is the resurrection and is the life.
因为耶稣单单他就是复活，他也是生命。
Praise God.
赞美主。
But, how did Jesus face death right before Lazarus rise? How did he face death?
在拉撒路复活之前，耶稣是怎么样面对死亡的呢？
So verse 33, just before he raises Lazarus, he sees everyone crying.
在33节当中耶稣拉撒路还没有复活的时候耶稣看到所有的人都在哭。
He sees Martha crying.
他看到马大在哭。
And it says that he felt this baton, right? Is that correct? Yes.
Okay.
Right. So he feels this, right? And it also, sorry, go ahead.
所以他就心里就悲叹。
And it also says that he cried.
然后看到他也哭了。
Okay. Baton is not the best translation. Let's look at the Greek word.
悲叹但是并不是最好的翻译。让我们来看一下希腊文。
This is actually the Greek word, it is emblemai.
这个希腊文是
Okay, the point is, this word actually means anger, means angry, means to be shooky. How did you say that? Huh? Angry.
这个其实它是生气的意思。
I think a better translation is 愤怒。I think that's closer to what Jesus was feeling.
所以更好的一个翻译就是愤怒。
In fact, it can even be translated to scold.
它也可以来说是 scold, 就是指责、责骂。
So Jesus was angry and he cried.
所以耶稣他很生气，他也哭了。
It's like death.Death is something in Jesus, it's wrong. Death shouldn't be there in Jesus' world.
这好像就是死亡是错误的。死亡不应该在耶稣的这个世界当中发生。
Jesus made this world and he wants to get rid of death. He hates it.
耶稣真的是很讨厌死亡，他希望让死亡永远不要再发生。
And he did get rid of it.
他真的也是让死亡不再发生了。
When he rose from the dead, he threw out death.
当他从死里复活的时候，他证明死亡是可以没有的。
So he felt angry and he felt sad.
他感到了愤怒，他也感到了伤心。
But what did he not feel?
What did he not
feel?
但是他没有感到的是什么呢？
He didn't feel afraid.
他没有感到害怕。
Okay. We can do the same.
我们也可以做到这样子。
Be sad.
我们可以也伤心。
Cry.
我们也可以哭泣。
Be angry.
我们也可以愤怒。
It's wrong that people we love have to leave.
我们所爱的人他们要离开我们，这是不对的。
But don't be afraid.
但是我们不要害怕。
Why do you not be afraid?
为什么我们不用害怕呢？
Because Jesus conquered death.
因为耶稣已经战胜了死亡。
Jesus beat it.
他已经打败了死亡。
Since this is true, now how do we respond?
这是真的，那我们应该怎样去回应呢？
Well, let's see how Mary and Martha responded.
我们看到那些人是怎么样子来回应的。
So now we get to our passage in verse 12.
所以我们来到第十二章。
Okay, so Jesus is at a place called Bethany.
耶稣来到了这样子一个地方，叫伯大尼。
This is where Lazarus is from. It's a small town outside of Jerusalem.
这是拉撒路的故乡，在耶路撒冷外面的一个小城。
And remember, at this point in Jesus' mission, his goal is to get to Jerusalem.
我们来记住耶稣这个时候他的使命就是要去到耶路撒冷。
He knows he has to get to Jerusalem so he can be killed and be resurrected and defeat death.
所以他来到耶路撒冷的目的就是他可以在那里被杀死，在那里可以复活，以至于可以来战胜死亡。
Also, as it says here, now this is 6 days before Passover.
所以也看到这里就是逾越前的六日。
Passover is the day that Jesus is to be killed on the cross.
逾越节就是耶稣要在十字架上被杀死的那一天。
So this is 6 days before Jesus dies.
所以就是耶稣死前的六天。
Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, of course, are all there from chapter 11.
我们看到马大、玛利亚还有拉撒路都是从11章我们就已经。
And Jesus' disciples are there too.
耶稣的门徒也在那里。
And they're all having meals together.
他们一起在那里吃饭。
You know, this is a party. Jesus, Lazarus is alive, and they're honoring Jesus.
这是一个宴席，拉撒路他已经复活了，所以他们在那里庆祝。
So let's understand. This tells us this is history.
我们看到这就是历史中的真实的事情。
These are real people in real places and real times.
就是真实的人物在真实的地点，然后在真实的时间当中发生的。
Now then Mary comes in now and does something strange.
当然，当那个时候玛利亚她就进来做一件奇怪的事情。
To be clear again, this is Lazarus. This is not Mary, mother, Jesus' mom. This is Lazarus' sister. Just to be clear.
再解释一下，就是拉撒路他的姐姐，不是耶稣的母亲玛利亚。
So what does Mary do?
玛利亚在这里做了什么事情呢?
Well, it says she takes this, well, it's about a half a liter of nard, half a liter of perfume, and she anoints Jesus with it.
所以玛利亚在这里呢,拿了半升的这样子的一个香料,在那里再膏抹耶稣。
Half a liter of perfume.
半升的香料。
That's a lot.
对，真的是很多。
My wife has some perfume.
我的妻子有一些香水。
It's a small little bottle, right?
是一个很小的瓶子。
You don't have really. I'll tell you this. No. And she, you know, just spends a little bit, you know, right? That's what you do, just a little bit.
所以呢，女生就会这样子用小小的香水，然后来。
So imagine this. You're at dinner.
所以想象一下，你在那里吃晚饭。
And this crazy woman comes in and drops an expensive bottle of perfume all over someone's feet.
然后我们就想想看，这个女人好像发疯了一样，把一大瓶的香水，然后倒在一个人的身上。
Now they didn't eat dinner like us. They didn't sit in chairs, you know.
你知道他们和我们吃饭是不一样的。
They actually
would
lie on their left side.
所以他们就会躺在自己的左边。
So their head was towards the table and their feet to the back.
所以他们的头呢是朝向桌子，他们的脚是往。然后他们用右手来吃饭。
So actually, she probably poured the perfume from his head all the way down his body to his feet.
所以呢，他可能很有可能就是从他的头一直到脚，就我浇满了香料。
John here just wants to emphasize that she's using her hair to wipe his feet. It's to show the respect and the love that Mary had for Jesus.
因为汉可能就是在这里想要强调他是用他的头发，然后来撒那个香料，以至于他可以展示他的这样子一个尊敬，他这样子一个爱。You
would smell this perfume.
你可以闻到这样子的一个香水。
It would be more powerful than the entire dinner.
它比整个晚饭的香味都要浓烈。
You couldn't eat again. Everything tastes like perfume, right?
你不能再吃任何东西，因为每一样东西咬下去都好像香水一样。
Everybody stops eating.
所有人都停止了吃饭。
This is a big event in the dinner.
这就是在晚饭时候发生了重大的事件。
Now, how much was this perfume worth?
那个香料然后值多少钱呢？
Well, it says 30 liangs. It's like, well, it's not the best translation.
它说是30两银子, 30 denarii of silver.
Right.
但不是一个最好的一个...
Actually, it actually says 300 days money. That's what the Greek says, 300 days money.
所以他就是说是300天的工资。
There's a different translation of the Chinese. It's a little closer, 300块. That's like, you know, 300. It gives the 300 at least.
现在中文当中有一个更好的一个翻译，好像是300块的银子。
The idea is that one piece of silver was how much a worker could make in a day.
我们想到一块银子呢，就是一个工人一天所能够得到的工价。
So this is 300 days salary.
所以这就是300天的工资。
Now if you work 6 days a week,
如果你们每天每个星期工作六天的话,
that's a year's wage.
这就是一个一整年的工资。
Now here in the U.S., maybe let's say you work at Target for $15 an hour.
如果你在美国，然后在Target，每个小时的工资是15块钱。
It's $30,000.
所以就是60万。
In Taiwan, the average worker can make maybe 2,000 NT a day.
在台湾呢，就是可能就是 2,000，2,000新台币。
600,000 NT.
所以就是60万新台币。
That's a lot of money.
就是很多的钱。
Why is it worth so much?
为什么这么贵呢?
Actually, it's from the mountains in India. This perfume is from a mountain in India.
因为那个香料来自于印度的高山。
And they didn't have planes or trains then.
他那个时候呢，也没有飞机，也没有火车。
It was a flower or a root, and they squeeze it, and little drops of this perfume would come out.
那是一个花，它的根，所以他们要好好的挤压，以至于它可以留下一些精油来。
So how do people react? Well, how does Judas react?
那犹大是怎么样子来回应的呢?
Well, he's like, this is called a waste. Why did you do this? This is a waste of money.
犹大说，这真的是很浪费啊，好浪费钱。
We could have spent that money and given it to the poor.
我们可以把那个钱用来周济穷人。
I mean, you just poured a year's salary on somebody's feet.
你刚才就把一整年的工资全都倒在了一个人的脚上。
Does Judas really care about the poor?
但是犹大真的是心系的穷人吗?
Well, no, it says in verse 6 that, well, he just kind of liked money. He used to steal.
但是第六节中就解释到,他说这话并不是挂念穷人。
In fact, Judas doesn't even really believe in Jesus.
甚至犹大他并不相信。
6 days later, remember, this is 6 days later, he's the one who will sell out Jesus for money.
6天之后,他就是那个要卖主,为了钱卖主的那个人。
Now in those days, a lady usually didn't work, didn't necessarily work, right? Work to earn money.
那个时候的女生呢，她女人应该是不出去赚钱的。
So this money, this perfume was actually her retirement.
对，这个钱呢，其实就是她的退休金。
This was her estate or her savings.
她就是她的那个所有的积蓄。
If you were a widow or if you were never married, you would use this money you would use to live on.
那如果你是一个寡妇的话，没有任何的其他的经济来源，你就要靠这个来过养生。
This is her most precious possession.
这是她最宝贵的财产。
Why did she do this?
但是她为什么做这件事呢?
Well, as you know, 4 people wrote about Jesus' life, right?
我们知道有4个人他讲了耶稣的生平。
And in the Gospel of Mark, we don't have to read it, but we found out, whoa, it wasn't just Judas. A lot of people thought this was a waste of money.
我们看到马可福音当中，不光是犹大，其他很多的人都觉得这是浪费钱。In
fact, even Jesus' disciples say, "Whoa, what a waste!"
很多的耶稣的门徒都说，这是多么的浪费啊！John
just wants us to realize Judas's personality—that he loved money and would sell out Jesus.
约翰只是在这里想要强调，犹大他这样子的一个personality那个性格。性格，对。
Look at verse 5, though. It says that they were, that it was a waste, and they looked at the woman, and they were angry at the woman.
我们看到这上面说他们觉得这是枉费，然后他们对那个女人很生气。
But do you know what word is used here for anger?
你知道这个生气这个词用什么吗？
Can you guess? Yeah. Embryalomai.
Embryalomai.
It's our same word from chapter 11.
就是在11章当中所用的同一个词。
It really does mean anger.
这个字真的是表示是生气。
So everybody thinks this is a waste.
所以每个人都觉得这是一个浪费。
But Mary doesn't.
但是玛利亚她不这么觉得。
Why not?
为什么呢？
Is this a waste?
真的是浪费吗？
Well, let's find out what Jesus says.
我们看一下耶稣是怎么说的。
In verse 7, he says, hey, leave her alone.
耶稣在第七节说由她吧。
So he doesn't stop her.
好，所以耶稣他没有阻止她。
In fact, he stops Judas and everyone else.
相反的，耶稣他阻止了犹大，阻止了所有其他的人。
He says, she did this to prepare for my burial.
他说他是为了我安葬之日所存留的。
Okay, that's nice, but again, why bother? Who cares?
这很好啊，但是为什么要这样子呢？有谁会关切呢？
I want you to imagine someone you really love.
我们想象一下有一个你真的很爱的人。
Maybe, I mean, I'm sorry to say, but maybe even what if your own mother were to pass away?
甚至是抱歉这样讲，甚至如果是你自己的亲生母亲要过世的话。
And you say, oh, she's not very important.
你就说他不是很重要啦。
I'm not going to have a funeral.
我才不会给他准备一个葬礼。
I don't want to spend any money on that.
不会他花任何的钱。
That's just a waste.
这只是一个浪费。
Just take her and, I'll just throw her away.
我就把她拿过来然后扔掉就好了。
We don't be crazy.
我们会觉得这很奇怪。
Because your mother is, this person is so valuable to you.
因为
your mother gave you life.
因为你的妈妈对你来说是这么特别的一个人，她给了你生命。
She's more valuable to you than the money.
她对你来说比金钱更加重要。
So you do this to honor her, to thank her, and to show your love.
所以你要为她要尊敬她，要向她展示你的爱。
That's what Mary is doing here. She's showing her love for Jesus.
这就是玛利亚在这里所做的事情，她向耶稣展示她的爱。
If someone is really that valuable and important, then the money it just doesn't matter.
如果一个人真的对他来说是这么的重要的话，钱对他来说是无足轻重的。
Mary loves Jesus more than her own life.
玛利亚爱耶稣甚至胜过他自己的生命。
Because of chapter 11.
因为看到第十一章。
She just saw Jesus raise her brother from the dead.
她刚刚看到耶稣将他自己的兄弟从死里复活。
She now knows, she's clear, Jesus is the resurrection, Jesus is the life.
她现在非常清楚地晓得耶稣就是复活，耶稣就是生命。
And now she knows that she too will rise from the dead.
所以她也知道她会也会一同从死里复活。
Even if she gives away everything she has, he will rise again.
即便他把自己所有一切都奉献了，他也会一同从死里复活。
This means Jesus is the creator of your original life and your new life.
这说明耶稣他是你原来生命的创造者，他也是你新生命的创造者。
And Jesus just gives you this. He just gives you this life.
耶稣他就这样子把自己的生命给了你。
That is the gospel.
这就是福音。
Mary saw the.Glory of the gospel, and she believed.
玛利亚她看到福音的荣耀，她相信了。
And because she believed, she acted. She did something.
所以正因为她相信了，她就这样子有这样的行动。
And she gave everything to Jesus because he's worth it.
她将她一切都奉献给耶稣，因为耶稣是配得。
But look at the next three verses here.
我们来看一下接下来的三节。
Okay, verse 9, lots of people came to see Lazarus, right?
看到第九节里面很多的人都来看拉撒路。
I mean, I would, he rose from the dead, I would want to see that.
看到他从死里复活，当然每个人都想来看他。
Let's look at verse 10.
但是我们看到第十节。
Everyone saw the same thing.
每个人看到的都是同样的事情。
They knew Jesus raised Lazarus.
他们晓得耶稣基督将拉撒路。
Look, they're staring at Lazarus. He's not dead. They're staring at him. He's alive.
他们这样子眼睁睁地看到拉撒路，他们晓得他没有死，他活的。
They believe that Jesus rose Lazarus from the dead.
他们相信耶稣基督，耶稣把拉撒路从死里复活。
And they decided not to believe in Jesus.
但是他们还是 决定不要去相信耶稣。
These same guys, 6 days later, the same guys are going to kill him.
就在这些同样的一批人，六天之后，他们决定要杀掉耶稣。
This is it. 是真理炮 I don't know how else to say it. It's 真理炮 You know what I mean? What do you say? It's just this is insane. It's crazy. I don't know how to say it.
这个简直是太不可思议了，太夸张了。
Think about. Do you understand what this means?
我们真的明白这个意思吗
？You watch Jesus raise Lazarus from the dead.
甚至是你可以看到耶稣基督将拉萨路从死里复活。
Maybe you can see Jesus rise from the dead.
甚至我们可以看到耶稣从死里复活。
Some people say Jesus, show me a miracle.
有些人说耶稣，你给我们显一个神迹吧。
Maybe he shows you a miracle.
可能他就是要显一个神迹给你。
You still might not believe.
就是你还是不愿意相信。
And I think I know why. I know why we wouldn't believe. Why people don't believe.
我觉得为什么人为什么我们不相信。
If we admit that Jesus rose from the dead, it means two things.
如果我们承认耶稣从死里复活的话，代表两件事情。
Number one, it means Jesus is Lord.
第一件事情就是耶稣他是主。
I need Jesus to save me.
我知道耶稣就是那个救主。
I'm hopeless without him.
我真的是完全要靠他。
I have to admit I'm a sinner and need forgiveness.
我需要承认自己是个罪人，然后承认自己需要 forgiveness， 需要原谅。
原谅。But second problem is what I call the Mary problem.
但是接下来就是一个 Mary problem， 那个玛利亚问题。
Yeah, well, it's good.If Jesus really rose from the dead,
如果耶稣真的是从死里复活
，If he did this for me,
如果他为我这样子做的话
，I have new life.
我有一个新生命
，forgiveness.
我有这样子的拯救
，I have the joy of knowing the good Creator again.
我有这样子一个喜乐，因为我晓得这样子一个救主。
Then that means he is worth everything I have.
所以就这么表明他配得我一切的。
Everything, even my most precious possession, he is worth it.
一切我所拥有的一切，甚至是我最宝贵的东西，都是他的。
So this means I might have to change my life.
所以这就是说明我需要改变我的生命。
Maybe I have to change my goals.
我需要改变我的人生目标。
What I do with my time, my money, my talents.
我的金钱，我的时间，我的才能。
That's really hard.
这对我来说真的是很难。
If he died and resurrected,
如果他死了又复活的话
，He's worth it.
他真的是配得。
You, we have all seen and heard the same truth.
我们所有的人在这里，我们都看到了同样的真理。
So now, do we trust Jesus?
我们是真心的相信耶稣吗
？Is he worth your life?
他配得我们的一切，我们的生命吗
？My dad, my dad doesn't believe in Jesus.
我的爸爸不相信耶稣。
When I told him that I wanted to move to Taiwan to help people understand Jesus.
当我告诉他我要去搬到台湾去告诉人们耶稣的事情
He answered with one sentence.
他用一句话来回答了我
That's a waste.
那是一个浪费
It's a waste of my abilities, a waste of money, a waste of my life, a waste of my time.
这对我的能力我的时间我的生命来说都是一个浪费
I had a good job, I had respect.
我有这样子的一个很好的工作我有大家的敬重
I'm sorry. If Jesus died for me,He's worth it.
如果耶稣为我死的话，他就是配得。
Now you don't have to be a missionary.
你不需要做一个传教士。
You don't have to give all your money away.
你不需要把自己所有的金钱都奉上。
But we need wisdom.
但是我们需要有智慧。
But if Jesus has really done this for us,
但是如果耶稣真的是做了这样的事
，then he's worth it.
但就是他就是配得。
It's like a kid, okay? It's like a kid. It's like there's a big rain, okay? It rains.
就是好像一个小朋友，然后在很大的雨里面。
And this little kid goes out and starts playing in a mud puddle, in the, you know.
但是这个孩子还是要出去，然后在泥地里面玩。
And you say to the kid, "You like playing in the mud puddles, huh?"
就说你真的是很喜欢在这个泥地里面玩，是吗
？Let me take you to the beach.
让我来带到你去海滩。
You can play in the ocean.
你可以在海边玩。
And the kid says, "No, I'm happy. I'm fine."
但是他说我不要，我就在这里很高兴。
You know, he can't understand because he hasn't been to the ocean.
他不能够理解，因为他从来没有来到海边。
We're not kids.
我们不是孩子。
We can come to understand what Jesus has done.
我们可以来到耶稣面前，晓得他为我们所做的一切。
Don't be like the guys in chapter 12, verse 10.
我们不要像12章第10节里面的所写的。
They saw it, they thought about it, and they didn't believe.
他们看到了，他们也想过，但是他们还是不相信。
The resurrection of Jesus is the ocean.
耶稣的复活就像那海洋一样。
And we're just so happy playing in a little mud puddle.
但是我们好像就喜欢在泥坑旁边玩。
Okay, important.
很重要的一件事情。
Giving to Jesus, sacrificing for Jesus, is not just a sense or a good deed.
我们为耶稣牺牲并不只是做一个善事。
That's Taiwan. That's how Taiwan gods work.
那是台湾神所做的事情。
Yeah. We don't do things or sacrifice for God so he'll love us more so he'll bless us now.
我们不是做很多的事情以至于神可以因为我们做的事情多爱我们一些然后多祝福我们一些。
That's transactional with God. That's galwa, however you.
就好像就是一个交换一样。
Yes, thank you. How is it?
交易。
Yeah,
right.
Not bad. We're not like that with God. Jesus gives us eternal life because he's good.
耶稣给我们永生因为他是美善。
Not because of anything we do.
不是因为我们所做的一切。
He's happy to give it.
他给我们东西是他很喜乐的。
He rejoices. He's like dancing to give us eternal life.
他给我们永生他真是喜乐的要跳舞。
He gives us for free.
他是白白的给了我们。
He gives us so much joy that we want to love him back, love him in return.
他给了我们以至于我们可以来回应他的爱。
Our response to Jesus is love in action, sacrifice.
我们对于耶稣的爱的那个回应就是我们用行动来爱他。
This is why Mary sacrificed all of her money.
这就是为什么玛利亚要把她所有的金钱都奉上。
It's like my wealth. She loves me, and I respond in love to her because she loves me so well.
就像我的太太然后她很爱牧师，然后所以牧师就用同样的用他的爱来回应。
Okay, so even though we don't do anything to get blessing in this life, no, that's not why we do this.
虽然我们不用做任何的事情来让神来祝福我们
，but still sacrificing for Jesus.Is a great blessing even now.
但是呢，为耶稣来献身也同本身就是一个很大的祝福。
So the end of our passage here.
所以我们这里的最后的几节经文。
Jesus faced death with anger, sadness, and no fear.
耶稣在那里要接受死亡，要接受痛苦，然后还有害怕。
He rose Lazarus from the dead, showing he has power over death.
耶稣把拉撒路从死里复活显示他是那个可以战胜死亡的神。
Mary prepares him for burial.
玛利亚为耶稣预备叫埋葬。
The very next day, Jesus enters into Jerusalem.
就在那个第二天耶稣就进入了耶路撒冷。
Then these Gentiles, non-Jews, come and try to see Jesus.
接着呢那些不是犹太人的人来到耶稣的面前要见他。
And this is the timing is a great theme in the book of John. Timing.
这就是 timing.
Timing. 时间 oh my god. 时间
timing.
还没好了。
It's always timing. 所以这就是约翰所要讲的这样子的时间。
And 23 is like, now it's come, it's here, the time is here, the time is now.
这就是说现在就是这个时间了。
And Jesus says in 24, the seed has to die so that it can be born.
所以耶稣在第24节里面说到那个子粒到死掉才可以有新的生命爆发发芽出来。
And the seed will then have fruit.
这样子才可以结出果实。
Jesus is the seed here, right? Jesus has to die.
所以耶稣就是那颗子粒耶稣需要死去。
When he comes up, we are the fruit.
当他再重生的时候我们就是那个新结的果子。
You and I receiving eternal life, living with God forever, loving God, that is fruit.
我们将要从死里复活在那里和神永远的在一起这就是我们所结的子粒。
That is the gospel.
这就是福音。
Then verse 25.
所以在25节里面写到。
Could you read 25 for me, please?
爱惜自己生命的就失丧生命在这世上恨恶自己生命的就要保守生命到永生。
Okay. If you love your life in this world, you lose it.
所以如果你在这个世上爱惜自己的生命的话，你必要失去它。
But when we don't love our life, we gain life from God.
但是我们愿意付上我们自己的生命的话，我们就可以得到永生。
This doesn't mean you have to hate yourself. That's not what this means.
这不是说你要恨恶自己。
It's a comparison.
这只是一个比较。
It's saying like Mary, we love Jesus more than our own life.
这就是说，好像玛利亚一样，我们比爱自己的生命更我们更爱耶稣，胜过爱自己的生命。
Jesus is trying to say, if you live for yourself, you're going to be very disappointed.
耶稣说如果我们为自己而活的话你必然会失望。
To live for Jesus is real joy.
但是为耶稣而活就是真正的喜乐。
I want you to look at Psalm 63 verse 3. Could you read that for me, please?
所以在诗篇43篇第三节因你的慈爱比生命更好我的嘴唇要颂赞你。
The loving kindness of God is better than life itself.
所以神他的慈爱比生命更好。
Who can say this?
我们有哪些人可以说呢？这句话呢
？I mean, I love Jesus, but I don't know if I can say that.
我知道我爱耶稣，但是我不晓得能不能诚诚实实的说这句话。
The love of God is better even than life.
神的话啊，神的爱比生命更好。
Mary saw this.
玛利亚看到了这一点。
She loved Jesus more than even her own life. It's amazing.
他爱耶稣胜过一切，这是真的是非常奇妙的事情。
All right, how is living for Jesus a blessing now?
爱耶稣怎么样可以成为我们的祝福呢
？I'm going to put verse 25 in a more modern terms or modern language here.
25节变成一个更加现代的这样一个表述方法。
Jesus is saying when we sacrifice for something bigger, greater than ourselves, that's what makes life meaningful.
耶稣是说当我们把自己的生命献上为了一个更崇高的一个目标的时候这个我们的生命就可以从中得到意义。
The real blessing in this world is to sacrifice for something bigger than yourself.
所以我们在这今生我们的目标我们就是要为了一个更大的目标然后去做牺牲。
So that real joy doesn't come from a better position at a job or more money.
所以我们的喜乐并不是来自于我们的升职并不是来自于我们的加薪。
I know a guy in Taiwan who wanted to be a judge.
Judge. Yes, a judge. 所以我看到有一个人他在台湾想要做一个法官。
And he got one and he couldn't get ahead of him in his position.
他就在那个法官这个职务上面呢越升越高越升越高。
The higher he got, the sadder he told me he was.The higher he got the more position he got, the sadder he was.
但是他升得越高然后但是心情也就越差。
But this also means the opposite, okay?
但是我们也晓得相反也是真的。
It doesn't matter what your job is.
不管你做什么样子的事情。
Anyone, small or great, can have a meaningful, joyful life.
无论是大是小是职位是高是低都可以有这样子一个有意义的人生。
Because you're doing something greater than yourself.
因为你做的事情是比自己更伟大的事情。
Okay, a lot of people might do this, maybe they sacrifice for country or for your company or for your family.
很多的人都会为你的国家来献身为你的家庭来献身或者是为你的公司来献身。
And that's really good.
这个是很好的。
But again,Jesus is the ocean. Everything else is just a little puddle.
但是耶稣他真的是洋是大海而其他的一切都是只是一个小沟。
In fact, look, the real waste is to follow something other than Jesus.
甚至可以这样子说真正的浪费就是去追随除耶稣以外的一切事情。
The real waste is to live for something so much smaller.
真正的浪费是为那些更小比耶稣更小的事情来活。
Don't waste your life.
不要来浪费你的生命。
This is what Amy and I are telling the young people that we reach out to in Taiwan.
这就是我们在台湾所要告诉那些人的事情。
There's a lot of sadness with young people there.
在那些年轻人当中他们是很低沉
A lot of insecurity.
很多的没有安全感
A lot of worry.
很多的很忧虑
And we tell them, You can live for something so much better and so much bigger.
我们就跟他们讲，你们可以为一个更大、更美、更好的事情来活。
While you're young, think about what you really want to spend your life and your time and your money on.
当你还年轻的时候，你要去思考，到底用一生去追寻什么呢？
You don't want to wake up 50 years later and see that you just wasted it.
不想五十年之后你醒来会发现你浪费了整个人生。
And for those of us here who are older,
当我们在这里的人已经更成熟，年纪更大。
Everything, every tiny little sacrifice that you ever made for our Lord, He remembers.
我们为神所做的一切的牺牲无论是多少的牺牲他都会记得。
And He will reward you for that.
他会为了这些来奖赏你。
And he is happy with you.
他也为你做这样的牺牲感到喜乐。
And we look back at the moment at what we've done so far, and we're just so happy.
我们看到牧师和太太他们看到自己过去所做的事情，我们
Every sacrifice, everything we gave was worth it.
我们所做的一切的事情，所做的一切的牺牲都是值得的。
Because Jesus lives.
因为耶稣他活着。
Finally.
最后。
Everybody's been reading this story for 2,000 years about Mary.
每个人都已经读玛利亚的故事，然后读了2000年了。
It's encouraged people to trust Jesus.
他鼓励人来相信耶稣。
It's encouraged people to sacrifice their whole life for Jesus.
鼓励人让每个人都愿意为耶稣来付上自己一切的生命。
So if we ask Mary, was it worth it giving up your most precious possession?
所以当我们问玛利亚，你觉得这值得吗？把自己最好最珍贵的财宝献上，这值得吗？
How do you think she would answer?
你们会觉得她怎么样子来回应呢？
Okay, I want to pray.
所以我就在这里要祷告。
Father, Jesus, you are worth it.
耶稣，你真的是配得。
We just want to thank you so much for what you did for us on the cross and in the resurrection.
我们真的是感谢您在十字架上为我们所做的一切。
We pray, God, that you teach us that you are worth our lives and that we would give our lives and enjoy of knowing you, Lord.
神啊，真的是求您来告诉我们，您真的是值得我们奉献一生。当我们奉献我们一生的时候，就有喜乐伴随着我们。
Pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.